Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, video didn't kill the radio star. Not on the iPad anyway. And Amazon wants you to window shop, but will you buy?
Plus, mute buttons are taking over and textbook tips from you.
All that plus, you've got bad eyesight, or is that me? On iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle the used gadgets lying around your home or office. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it. For a 5% bonus payment for your used gadgets, go to gazelle.com, bonus code iPad. And by Carbonite. Backing up the files on your PC or Mac is safe and easy with Carbonite. For a free trial, plus 2 free months with purchase, go to carbonite.com, offer code iPad Today. iPad Today, episode 17, has now begun. Hello, Sarah Lane.
We're driving, but we can't vote next week.
What?
We're only 17.
Oh. I was very confused. Actually, I have my absentee ballot. I'm planning on voting.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, and I hope everybody will vote on November 2nd.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
important.
You?
Well, you know, it's funny. 18? These midterm elections, a lot of times people don't vote. The turnout's
true.
Not. People like the big coverage of the presidential elections, and then they kind of lose interest in between. But
very true. In fact, a lot of my friends who were very, very
active
in 2008, I said, "You voting?" And they're like, "Yeah, what are we voting for?"
You know,
what?
Huh? Really we're voting? What
deal.
Is that all about?
The big one.
But, you know, your iPad is, can you bring an iPad into the voting booth? I bet you can.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm just thinking the iPad is perfect for that, because you can do all your research on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe we could find a way to do a sample ballot. Maybe next week we'd talk about that. Maybe a sample ballot on here. And you take this in here and then you know, because I always have to remember, especially in California, because we have 18 referendums.
That's true.
It's always hard to remember what to
That's
vote.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm surprised that iTunes hasn't featured anything like that. Maybe because there isn't anything good yet.
Maybe not.
Because it's it would be a timely app, that's for sure.
So today we're going to do something. We're going to go back in time.
Yeah, we are.
Our apps turn your $500 iPad into a transistor radio.
That's right. Because really, what would we be without radio? Not here.
I wouldn't exist without radio.
No.
I'd be dead.
You would just be a ball of fluff.
I'd probably be a preacher.
Piece of lint.
I'd be running the Crystal Cathedral
button.
Into the ground. Because without radio, I wouldn't have anywhere to preach. It's how I started in college, and it's how I got into this whole business.
So today, our theme is dun 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 radio apps.
Radio apps.
So
isn't that silly that you think this is such a high tech device?
I think in theory, people go radio apps. I don't know. Is it radio? You know, you think of terrestrial radio and all the other options that we have now, and it doesn't sound very sexy and cool.
Well, I think there's a lot of great stuff. And the thing is, now, until 4.2 comes out for the iPad, they're not as cool. You know, the fact that you can listen to radio apps on the iPhone and then do something else is really great.
Right.
You can't yet do that on the iPad, but any day now.
Yeah. 4.2. So a couple of radio apps that, and we've actually talked about them in kind of different contexts, just to go over. First one is Pandora. Pandora is one of my and Leo's absolute favorite apps. And this is, where is my stupid Pandora? God, I have so many apps now, I have to actually use the search function. How about that? There it is. Is something, I mean, I've been using Pandora almost exclusively when I just need to do research on.
I love Pandora.
Just in my browser.
Pandora lets you enter artists that you like.
Yeah.
And make a station based on that. And then Pandora, which was, we've interviewed Tim Westergren many times on Net at Night. He thought of Pandora after creating the Music Genome Project. Yeah.
So if I, for example, were to create I like this group called Crystal Castles. They're kind of electronica.
Who doesn't?
And I know. Well, you probably don't. Crystal Castles. So I create a Crystal Castles radio station, and I'm almost guaranteed that the first song I'll hear will be a Crystal Castles song.
See? Yep.
But then from that point on, it'll give me similar types of artists based on kind of their algorithmic information.
That's the Genome Project there, because what they did is they got professional musicians to come in and categorize a whole bunch of music in terms of a bunch of different parameters and said, that's the genome. It's a singer, songwriter, acoustic, male vocals. Maybe those would be three of the attributes. And yeah. So if you like
even
crystal
certain kinds of tempos, that gets added in there. Yeah. So if you like, you know, so I listen to my first Crystal Castle song and I go, okay, this is awesome. The next song maybe is by a different artist. And let's say I like the artist. I can give it a thumbs up. And that way Pandora goes, okay, you like this next one.
Right.
Now we know even more about you.
Right. Or thumbs down. And it says, I won't play that again for a few months.
And you'll
months.
Never hear it again.
Yeah.
Or you can just fast forward. Now, it's worth noting that the Pandora app on the iPad and the iPhone and the web service, it's all free. You can upgrade to an ad-free Pandora. I haven't. The ads don't bother me. I actually hear a lot of Meg Whitman ads in my Pandora station.
She's got a ton of money. That's why. She's running for governor of California. She's a former CEO of eBay. And
right.
She spent, I think, almost $200 million now on her campaign of her money.
The first Meg Whitman ad I heard in my Pandora station, I was like, well, this is odd. But then I thought, well, now she actually probably knows a little bit about internet marketing. But
this is, by the way, why I bought Pandora Pro, because
right.
I don't want any ads. And there's another reason: you get a higher quality stream.
Interesting.
And I listen
is it
to Pandora
that you
everywhere.
Notice? Because I've never really had an issue with what it sounds like.
But I don't
like
just play it back
stream.
On my iPad. I play it back on my Sonos players. It's my music. It's my alarm clock. So I listen to Pandora at least once or twice a day. So
right.
To me, it's worth whatever it was. The $25 for the Pro a year is nothing.
Yeah, it's not anything horrible. I mean, it won't gouge you. But anyway, so you can go
free app.
Go Pro.
Yep.
But the version that I use, that I like, as long as you can deal with it out every once in a while, is free. It's a lot of fun. You discover new artists. I actually discovered Crystal Castles through Pandora because they came up in someone else's station. I think it was my Justice station. I went, I really like them. Now they're one of my favorite bands. Another app that we have talked about in the past.
Also free
is the NPR app. Now, I'm not going to go into NPR's content and how you may or may not feel about NPR, but it's a really good resume listening. Yes, it's a really good example of a radio app done well, because not only is it the shows that NPR is known for, but it's articles that go along with the shows. NPR employs a lot of really smart producers and writers as well. So you can read a little bit more about, I don't know, this cholera vaccine that's in one of the news programs, for example. So NPR does a really nice job of kind of making it a multimedia experience while also being a streaming radio station.
So you can read as well as listen. I also like the fact that you can build it. NPR has shows like All Things Considered in the afternoon, morning edition in the morning. And normally you'd listen to the sequence of stories on the radio.
Right.
But you can build your own All Things Considered or your own morning edition or your own show by taking segments from all the shows, stitching them together, making a playlist, and then listen in your car or at home.
Exactly.
So
I mean,
it's a nice app.
I love Fresh Air, but I don't necessarily want to listen to Fresh Air at 7 p.m.
Right. So
I can
listen
whenever,
whenever
you
I are.
Want. Yeah. Wait, Don't Tell Me is also like
oh,
the best
what a
show,
great show
ever.
Yeah.
If you like kind of fun trivia, ridiculous shows,
now,
that's a show for you.
One show that's not on there is This American Life, because it's not NPR. It's on public radio, but
it's Chicago.
It's APR or something.
Yeah.
So, but you can listen to that on the internet as well, but but just not through this app. This app is NPR stuff only.
It's NPR stuff only. Another thing to note, if you have tried the NPR app in the past, it's one of the first ones. It's been out since April. They recently updated it to fix a lot of bug crashes that people were complaining about. Certain shows, it would just crash the whole thing. Very annoying. So if you're one of those people who are like, you know, NPR app seems great, but it doesn't really work for me, give it another try. It's free. It's been updated recently. So I thought it was worth a mention.
So you did the freebies, but I'm going to do the paid apps. Now,
I'm a cheapskate.
Well, there's 27,000 or something internet radio stations, probably many, 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 many more than that, hundreds of thousands. Because every station in the world nowadays, terrestrial radio
station. We got 12 radio stations right here.
Yeah, streams on the internet.
Yeah.
And then there are people like us, we stream. So there are a lot of internet radio applications. Unfortunately, they're not cheap. I asked the chat room. I originally was going to show you something called Internet Tuner Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tuner Internet Radio, which has
radio.
Been around a long time, about $5.
Yeah.
And everybody in the chat room said, no, there's a better choice now. It's called Pocket Tunes. And after I launched it, I said, you know what, this is better. Now, it's not cheap. It's $6.99, $7. And it is a universal. You see, it says your phone, your music. Well, it's also your iPad, your music. It uses the full iPad screen.
Well, for $7, I hope it's great.
Well, it has some features that I haven't seen before. For instance, you know, you can listen to a broad variety of internet shows. Whoops, and if it doesn't crash on you, a broad variety of internet shows. But You can also record if you're hearing something you like and play it back later. It allows you to search for podcasts. And when it doesn't, you know what? I think it's crashing on me. I'm going to have to reboot.
Pocket Tunes.
Here's a little tip.
You nut.
Here's a little tip for those of you with an iPad.
What happens when things crash
when
live
things
on
crash,
the air?
On your iPad, I found if you turn the iPad off, so you press and hold the start key, the top button over here, and you just turn it off, and then you turn it back on again, it seems like it cleans out the memory or something like that, and programs that have crashed for me in the past will then launch.
Not unlike what you might do
it's a reboot.
On a computer.
It's a reset.
Yeah, or a browser. Speaking of browsers, my Chrome browser's been really weird lately.
This is completely unrelated to
it
anything.
Is, yeah. But since we're talking about crashing.
And notice how fast.
Get your act together, Chrome.
This boots pretty fast, so
oh,
it's
yeah,
not
it's
like
nice.
It's, you know, it's a big, actually, I turned it off again by accident. So it's now booting again.
So you discovered Pocket Tunes Radio,
and then
about half an hour before the show.
And I like it. It has a lot of nice features. You can search for podcasts. You can record music. You can play a variety of other music. I'll tell you one more. We mentioned Tuner Internet Radio, which has been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there's another free one that I have to plug. It's an iPhone app, but it plays just fine on the iPad, even though, you know, you zoom it open. And it's called iHeartRadio. And the reason I have to mention it is because it's a Clear Channel product, and I'm on it. It's a good way to listen. I imagine the other radio streaming programs also have my shows on it. But iHeartRadio is designed by the people who syndicate my show, and it has some nice features, and it is free, by the way. However, you'll find, because it's Clear Channel, it is a little bit more limited. You can find all the local stations in your area, and this is an example. This is San Francisco.
103.7, The Band, is one of my favorites.
Uh-huh. And then notice, they've started to kind of do the Pandora Last FM thing. They've got their own internet-only shows, like Eagles Radio, you know, Dream Radio, Country Road. So they've mixed it up. You can have favorites. And I like this feature. It's called Shake It. So because there are so many stations on this, watch.
You get overwhelmed.
I'll press the Shake It button, and now it's going to randomly pick a station and a format.
Well, that's fun.
Rock. This is 106.7 KBPI in Denver, Colorado. And now suddenly I'm playing a rock station from Denver, Colorado.
What is it?
It's rocking. Now, look at this. This is a nice feature. When you see what it's playing, it's going to take a little while for me to get the information. It will tell you what the song is. This is something radio doesn't do that I really like. You could.
Hand That Feeds.
106.7 KBPI. Dan here. Second to last day of Hand That Feeds at X Saloon, Hamden and Kipling in Lakewood.
And I love local. You know, it's fun
too.
To listen to local radio
I
and what the
too.
What's going on in local
we
radio.
We got a party in Lakewood, everybody, on Saturday at 5. Hope you'll be there. Tickets available.
I think that's a lot of fun. Let me do another shake here because I want to get a station that's playing music because it'll pull up the lyrics too, which I think is kind of fun. So if I could find a station. This is Harris. We're now gone to News Talk. Well, that's not going to work. In Harrisonburg. Let's do another one. This is kind of fun. Tucson, Arizona. Classic hits. Let's play Cool 1450.
It's like closing my eyes and throwing something at the radio and just seeing what.
And now we're hearing the Drifters.
Up.
There Goes My Baby. Let's see if the lyrics, if we can pull up the lyrics for that. Now, see there. Now we're hearing ads.
Good time.
It's fun, though, isn't it? There's still somebody in a talking like that, doing the radio show. I guess this guy learned from the oldies, but goodies, that you could talk like this, you could have a job in radio someday.
Coming up next, the Drifters.
Good times. Great oldies. A Cool 1450 AM. That's
you're
AM
very
radio.
Good.
Yeah, that's AM radio.
You're a good
you know,
cheese
it's
ball
funny.
Oldies.
Cheese ball. When I started in AM radio, they said you sound too FM because right now, the way I'm talking now, that sounds FM. They say, oh, no, you got to learn to talk like this. Otherwise, we're not going to let you work in radio.
I don't know that I would like the AM Leo. I prefer FM
Leo. Oh, you'd
Leo.
Love the AM Leo because the AM Leo is full of energy, full of excitement. Everything's exciting on AM radio.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Right now, we're listening to the Drifters. There Goes My Baby. No, wait a minute. That's not what we're listening to. Oh, that is what we're listening to. Let's just see if we can get the lyrics of There Goes My Baby. I guess you can't always do it. Anyway.
Maybe they don't have lyrics. They're just making it up as they went along.
The lyrics are simple. There Goes My Baby. There Goes My Baby. There Goes My Baby. Let's see if I can launch this now. Pocket Tunes. Anyway,
Pocket
there's
Tunes
a few great
radio.
Great things for you. I think Pandora is a must-have. It's free. Everybody should have that. There's a similar program, Last FM, also great.
Mm-hmm. You know, know, I've kind of forgotten about Last FM lately. Yeah. It's funny. It's
wonderful.
We go through radio apps and it never even came up. I feel a little bit silly about that.
Well, let's just mention
it. Because I like Pandora so much. Yeah, Last FM also.
But you know, if you're listening to, let's say, the World Series and you are in San Francisco, but you would like to hear the Dallas station. This is
who
where
would do something like that to themselves.
Nutball would do that.
Yeah.
You could buy MLB. And by the way, I have to correct myself because I gave a price for Major League Baseball's
it was $5.
At that radio.
They've cranked it up.
Well, it was $5 because it was the end of the season. It'll be back to its $20 at the beginning of next season. But
right.
You can get the postseason for $5.
Yeah.
And you can also buy video for cheap. I think it's $5. So you could listen to both stations on MLB's At Bat 2010, but you can also use these applications to find those stations. And
it would
listen.
Be, I mean, when they go and play at over in Rangers territory, I would like to hear my San Francisco announcers
tell me
about the game.
I'll tell you what.
So they're, you know.
Okay, I got an assignment for somebody because I think the Fox announcers
time
are so terrible. I can't stand listening to the TV.
They get things wrong.
They're just morons.
They'll say, the inning's over. It's like, no, it isn't. Yeah. The inning is not over.
I'm not going to name names, but Tim McCarver, just terrible. Anyway, I happen to like Crook and Kipe, our local play-by-play guys from KNBR, where I used to work for many years. And so what I'd like to do is put on, and I did this, I put on my iPad, I put Crook and Kipe.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is TV is delayed. So Crook and Kipe say, it's a home run, and you're seeing pitch, you know, ball three. And it's
how delayed are we talking though? I thought it was only like
it's about 5 seconds.
Well, yeah,
6 seconds. So if somebody could show me a way to delay radio,
that would be nice.
Because I can't speed up the TV, I don't believe. But if I could delay the radio, that'd be great.
You know what my mom does?
What?
She's a huge baseball fan, bigger than probably all of us combined. And she can't stand any television announcers at all.
Yeah.
She's a radio person. She stands in her kitchen looking out the window, listening to the radio. And when something happens, she runs into the living room and watches it on TV.
You know, radio baseball.
And she
baseball,
doesn't watch it otherwise until there's something to watch. Because she likes to let her imagination run wild. It's very weird.
You know, you might want to listen to the Miami radio station when LeBron James is playing, you know. I mean, it's fun to hear the local stations, I think, sometimes for these big national things. So,
well, you like the announcers that are excited, and,
right.
You know, it just kind of helps the whole
I don't know what the Dallas station is for Rangers baseball.
Loser 109. Sorry.
One more app.
I'm a bad. It's the World Series. Come on.
Can I mention one more app? Because
yeah.
It's sitting right in the middle here.
Yes.
And it's the great Shift Key software. Craig Mullaney wrote this. And it deserves a lot of credit. It's our own Twit app. You can listen to Twit, absolutely. In fact, this is going to be a little meta, but we're going to actually listen to ourselves talking about it. There's an audio-only button. There's video.
Controls.
Who's that kid?
Wait a minute.
What's that?
I'm confused.
Me too.
Why is Tech News Today?
You look so young.
Did I press a button wrong somewhere? Have we not been on the air all this time?
No, we are. You can tell by that. You can
That's
tell
bizarre.
In the chat room.
Ustream's launching something else.
KRLD in Dallas.
KRLD.
I'm sorry, Dallas fans. I was only kidding.
Listen.
No, we are. You can tell by the. You can
That's
tell
bizarre.
In the chat room.
Now it's us listening to Tech News Today.
Hi, past Sarah. It's going to be okay.
So this is it's a 99-cent app, and I highly recommend it.
It's great. I mean, if you like Twit and you're watching
you
a live
you can,
stream.
You can see us
app.
All the time. You can watch us all the time. You can chat while you're listening. And as soon as 4.2 comes out, Craig's all ready for 4.2. It already works on the iPhone.
Woot.
You'll be able to listen to the shows and do something else while you're doing that.
Of course, for all the links to the apps we just mentioned, you can always visit us at iPad Today. And the URL is twit.tv/IPT. You can also watch our past episodes from that very same place. And you can subscribe to future episodes. It's a great place. We've got 17 shows, including this one. So we've been on for a lifetime, really, in internet
speak.
Feels
like it. Just this show alone.
And, you know, it's a good show. What else am I going to say? It's our show, and we love it, and we hope you love it, too. Quick reminder that we do record iPad Today live. If you're not watching live, today we recorded at a weird time because we and Windows Weekly swapped. But usually it's 1:30 p.m. Pacific time or thereabouts.
4:30 Eastern.
We tend to run a little bit late.
20:30 UTC.
Folks. Yeah.
Live.twit.tv every Thursday. We don't do it every day, just every Thursday.
Every Thursday. It's a weekly show.
This portion of iPad Today brought to you by our friends at Carbonite.com. It's backup done right. If you're backing up to an external drive, good. Keep doing that. I'm not saying stop or burning DVDs or even copying your important files to a USB key. That's great. But what if the worst happens? Somebody breaks in and steals everything, including your backup, or maybe there's a fire or flood and it's all gone.
Yikes.
You gotta have a third kind of backup. That's one that is off-site. And the best way to do it is a Carbonite off to the cloud. Carbonite's automatic, so as soon as you install it, it starts backing up whenever you're online without slowing your system down, without using internet access that you're using. It waits. It's very smart. Waits till you're not using it, then it trickles up your files. First time you use Carbonite, it'll take a little while to get all those files, but you can store gigabytes up there. In fact, for $55 a year, that's less than 15 cents a day, you could back up all the files, all the personal files on your internal hard drive, regardless of size. I mean, that could literally be a terabyte or two. It's an amazing service. Automatic, to the cloud, and here's the best part. You can get those files back anytime. Just log into your Carbonite account on any computer, and there's your files. They even have an iPhone app, which works just fine on the iPad. In fact, this is a great way to get your files to the iPad. Just log onto your Carbonite account on the iPad, and there's your stuff.
Peace of mind.
Yeah, and the BlackBerry app, too. Carbonite.com. I want you to try it free for 2 weeks. I do encourage everybody to try all of our sponsors free. They all have free deals, and it's really good to do that if you can, because it'll give you a sense of how this works for you, whether it's right for you. I think it is, and you're going to like it. But use the offer code iPad today to try it free for 2 weeks. Carbonite.com, iPad today. If you decide to buy, also use iPad today. You'll get 2 months free. Carbonite.com. You got to back it up to get it back, so do it right with Carbonite.
With Carbonite. Is that the, do you figure out these rhymey things
I make them up
for all of our sponsors?
Yeah, I
you're
try
very
to.
Good. It's a talent. If this whole podcasting thing doesn't work out,
it happened
I think
once
you've
before.
Got a future in jingles.
It happened once before when Rush Limbaugh took over the world. I was one of the midday hosts that got booted. 550 talk show hosts in the United States got booted because Rush Limbaugh syndicated.
Mm.
And I was one of them. And they said, but don't worry, you can make commercials.
Mm. You've got a voice for
I did that for years and wrote commercials and recorded them.
How fun.
That's why I sound like this. It's 55 degrees in the city, 1219 on the beautiful iPad Today show. Sarah Lane, Leo Laporte coming at you with more great iPad hits. And now it's time for the news. Let's go to the newsroom. Sarah Lane reporting.
Leo Laporte, thank you. Amazon releases Windows Shop for iPad.
You sound very serious. What is that?
It's kind of weird because what it is it's an Amazon iPad app.
Which we already have.
Yeah, well, we've got a Kindle app.
We have a Kindle app, and there's an Amazon app.
There's an Amazon app, but
You've seen the Amazon app. I've used this, and I use this all the time. Instead of going to Amazon website, I use the Amazon app.
Amazon has completely redone an app. It's the Amazon store from the ground up called Window Shop, and it...
Does this supersede?
Well, no. They give you options. I think what Amazon is doing here is... And it's a little confusing to me, because when I first said Window Shop, okay, so it's the Amazon app... Why don't they just call it Amazon? And it's almost as if the Amazon brand is so well-known and so saturated that they'd rather get some other new brand recognition going on the iPad called Window Shop.
Now, is this available yet? Because I don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It says Lifestyle.
It is.
It's a lifestyle app.
It's for everything. Yeah.
And it does have the Amazon logo on it.
Yeah. No, it's Amazon. That's what it is.
Oh, you know what? This replaces the other Amazon app, obviously, because it's the same.
It's the same thing,
but it's a little bit reconstructed.
But it's more iPad-y. And Jeff Bezos has said we've completely redone the app from the ground up.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is us, right, you know, really making. And you know, people say, well, wait a second. So, I mean, obviously, the iPad. There was some question at the beginning of, well, you know, the Kindle App Store, and they've just kind of got to bow down to Apple and figure out a way to just keep working with Apple, or else Apple's just going to take a lot of their market share.
Look, I got an Amazon app here, and I got a Kindle app here. Amazon obviously takes up a lot of my screen real estate. And now I'm putting Window Shop on here. I guess I'll replace the other Amazon app with Window Shop.
Yeah, I think Window Shop I don't know if they're going to... I guess as long as you're buying stuff from Amazon, I don't care how many Amazon apps you're using, as long as you're buying from Amazon. But Window Shop is weird because... So, first of all, it does say Amazon Window Shop, and if you look at the logo, it's obviously Amazon branded. But Window Shop itself, you wouldn't necessarily know it's Amazon. So that's like, okay, they're just, if Window Shop becomes its own brand, that's fine. And also, and this is just a little sort of weird thing, is when I don't have any money, that's when I go window shopping. Because that means you're not actually buying
things.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's kind of like, I get it, you're browsing, you're looking through the store, it's a big store, Amazon sells pretty much everything, you can get your toilet paper at Amazon now. But Window Shop implies that You are merely looking. You are not buying. So kind of a curious...
I think they would probably like you to look.
I think that, yeah, I think...
So this is interesting because the original...
If you look long enough, you will buy.
Yeah. The original app was really a rehash of the web page. This is very much more designed. It's a grid. There's electronics, and then I can drill down. This is... You know what? This is kind of interesting. I'm drilling down into cameras, and it is window shopping in the sense that it's all pictures.
And when you click on the picture, then it gives you sort of a nice 360-degree rotation.
Ooh. Now it's looking more like the old Amazon app. And if I log in, which I will do, oh, look, I will be able to do one-click buying. So in a way, this is brilliant because don't you think, I mean, one-click
and
is
if you,
so cool.
If you scroll through the picture, then you get several different views,
right,
as well.
There's only two or three in this one. Actually, you're
or
right.
Five.
There's five. You saw. You could see those
dots.
You
could see the little ones, yeah. So you know what you're... You know you've got... Yeah.
Look, it comes in a brown paperback.
Isn't
Why
that wonderful?
Why would they include that?
Now I know.
It's their low packaging deal.
Yeah. They're showing you.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot you could do of an SD card. We're looking at an SD card.
Right.
What do you mean?
It's kind of a weird example.
The fact that they managed
something.
To get five pictures out of it. Let's take a Canon, the EOS
okay.
Rebel.
Yeah.
This is not one picture.
That's just one picture.
Forget it.
That's the one that you want the five pictures of,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I'd like to see all sorts
Thanks
of
for
stuff.
Thanks for nothing, window shop. I'm going to keep window shopping.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's the back.
Oh, it just needed
Here's
to load.
Here's the front. Here's the back. Here's the front.
Back front.
Hey, you know what? I'm head up. Forget this. I'm head up. I'm mad. I'm really peeved because there's a feature that I really like. I think you didn't even know it when I told you about it, but I think it's one of my favorite features. It is this... orientation lock.
Oh, Leo, I know all about it. I'm just not peeved. But go ahead.
Well, okay.
Go ahead with your rant.
So the whole idea of the iPad is, it works, and this is Steve said, it works anyway, and you flip it around. But a lot of times, I don't want it to flip around. So I put this little hold on here, and whatever orientation I've got, it's locked down. And now as I rotate it, it doesn't, and I think that's a really nice feature. Well, in 4.2... And Steve Jobs said, nope, this is the way it's going to be. It was this way in the beta, and he confirmed in an email, this is the way it's going to be. This will no longer be orientation lock. This will be
a mute button.
Mute. And everybody knows that you can mute by just holding down the, like that. You already have a mute button. Look, see, if I
it's
hold
not
down.
It's insta-mute, though.
Well, it's almost instant. Look,
it's on delay.
I'm on the rocker switch that turns it up and down. If I press... the downside. I won't say the right side. It's the right side as it's oriented now. But if I press the lower volume side. Now, ready?
Ready.
Pressing it now, 1001, in a second, it mutes it.
Not insta-mute.
But now how do I now do the orientation lock? Well, I'm going to have to double tap the home
you
button.
Go in and
then
you go
slide
to the
it
left.
To the right. It's going to take three clicks.
Okay, so
I'm pissed.
I understand you sound upset.
I am.
If I understand correctly,
I am upset. I'm mad as hell.
Where I hear what you're saying, and if I understand correctly, you wish that the lock would stay on that button and it would not be a mute button, sir. You sound angry. Let's work through this together.
Little shrink, Sarah.
Well, here's what it doesn't bother me about it. Number one. This acts more like the iPhone now. When my iPhone rings,
right,
and I don't
want
to talk to somebody, I press that mute
press
button, and that's what I've
been
doing
for years. It's the same button that's on the iPhone. No,
okay.
You're right.
So there's that. Second, you can still lock your orientation. Yes, there's a couple more steps to do that, but how much are you really locking orientation?
I do it all the time.
Like
more than I do mute.
More than a couple times a day?
Yeah.
So, okay, all right.
I do it all the time.
I hear you loud and clear. When 4.2 comes along... and there's more multitasking and a lot of radio apps running
in
the background.
I just wish they gave me a choice. I just think that they should be a setting. But that's typical Apple. No,
don't you think that the mute button is going to come in more handy
maybe.
As we have things
you,
running?
You explained the reason for it, though.
Yeah.
They want it to be the same as it is on the iPhone.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. I feel better.
Thank you,
Sarah. You talked me right down.
Well, good. I've been trained. I've been trained.
Did you see the president?
I used to work for AT&T.
Did you?
No. And I don't think that their customer service is all that great. If they employed me, maybe it'd be better.
They should hire grief counselors.
I've talked to so many customer service folks that I think I know some of their tricks where they repeat your problem, they tell you how much they understand, how upset you are, and that they're about to help you. And then,
it's called active listening.
Yeah.
What I hear you saying is you're going to strangle somebody if you don't get solution. Is that right?
sir, it sounds like you're very upset.
Yes.
And based on what you've told me, I would be upset too. That
yes,
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
What I think is, you know, it's typical Steve Jobs about this is that, yeah, an Apple developer wrote in and said, so the home orientation button is going to be changed to the mute button. And the answer was,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he said, yep.
It was yep. And then he said, is this going to become an option for folks, you know, if they want?
Nope.
Answer, nope.
Nope.
So it's, you know, this is kind of Steve Jobs stuff, and it makes people bristly, but it's the way it's going to be.
Folks, you're in the Apple world. It's Steve's way or the highway.
He has spoken. If you're like me, you're cool. If you're like Leo, you're going to have to warm up to the idea a little bit.
Oops.
But it is iPhone related. Speaking of cool.
I just bought Glenn Beck's Broke by accident.
That's...
It's too easy. This one-click thing, you just press a button and you have it. It's coming
tough.
Your way.
Yeah. You're not window shopping. That's not what you're doing at all. Leo, did you hear...
Thank you, Amazon.
Did you hear the great news that if we were to go to some sort of a political rally and President Obama was there and
yes.
we wanted him to sign our iPad, he
yes.
would.
Look, he did.
In fact, he has.
And actually, you know, I don't know how he did it, but that's exactly his normal signature.
And
he's very good
finger.
At it. He's fact, very good.
In fact, there's sort of bad video of him doing it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, the video is weird because it's like, I mean, you'd think he was Mick Jagger. People are screaming and clawing at him, and he's kind of poised and at him.
So who is this guy that's...
So the guy,
Sylvester Can the Fourth.
Sylvester Can the Fourth, which is a pretty cool name. So Sylvester Can is there.
He has his on his iPad. He's using Adobe Idea, and he's written, "Mr. President, sign my iPad."
Yeah,
not please.
With a little no, yeah, no please.
No please.
But, and you can see Obama's like, "Yeah, this is pretty cool."
Yeah.
Now, according to Sylvester, who talked to some folks over at TechCrunch, he said, "Listen, I was standing there. I have the iPad held out because I want it to be very clear what I want him to do." And the Secret Service at first is like, "What is this? What's this guy doing? This is really weird." And then they figured out, okay, it's harmless. It's just an iPad.
I've signed a lot of things. In fact, I've signed many a computer. So this for me would be nothing new. I've signed many iPads already.
However, as far as the world is concerned, and world, speak up if I'm wrong, this is the first president ever signing an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean,
Sylvester was first.
I mean, Bill Clinton was the first president to use email. I mean, it's like, this is new stuff.
It is.
There was no other president who could have signed an iPad.
And it's a really good idea. It doesn't get more simple than that. I mean, it's the same thing as holding out a piece of paper.
And it's got to be, Adobe must be happy because it was their app.
Yeah, they're thrilled. They're
good thrilled. Plug for
and you just
Adobe
take a screenshot, ideas. And now you can send it to everybody. You know, the signature has traveled the internet three times over at this point.
That's right.
So there you have it.
You could
Sylvester
even put
Can
it on Instagram
fourth.
If you wanted.
You could. You could put it on Instagram. You can add a filter and then chat with all your buddies on Instagram. Today in iWeird, Leo, we tend to show a lot of iPads in the wild, many of them on TV shows that don't really explain how the iPads are being used, but they're just cool. So TV show Chuck. I don't watch it. Do you?
No.
Okay. Well,
so I'm not going to be much help for you because I can't explain this at all.
Well, what I can't either, but what's weird about it is that, okay, so this is an iPad app that they were showing
Now, normally in a TV show, they'd show this on a computer screen.
Right, but look at this.
It's like a see-through iPad.
It's a holographic image on an iPad showing some sort of like, this is like Star Wars stuff. I mean, is Chuck like a sci-fi Star Wars show? I didn't think it was.
They're just making crap up.
They're making crap up. And
although,
this is all fine and good, and I know that
Is there an app for that? Because I would buy that.
Me too. Remember we did sort of that GE thing with the iPad? It's like, this is sort of possible, but nobody's doing this on the iPad, Chuck. You are using artistic liberties that I think... go above and beyond.
It's kind of cheesy when people do stuff like that because it's obviously an iPad. And
but
by the way, it's obviously the same case that I use.
Right. And you can't.
It's the Marware case, and I can't do that. So.
Although I think it's not too much different than all the movies that we sit and watch where they, you know, they hack into computer systems and we all laugh and go, that's not
the way. That was
the
one thing to be commended about the Social Network, the Zuckerberg
that they got
film.
Right.
All the tech was very good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that too.
I mean, the story didn't get right. They made up the story, but the tech was excellent.
They made it up on purpose. I guess for a movie like that, that's the stuff that you've got to get right. If you're making up some stories about personal lives that may or not be true.
Well, every liar knows that the best way to tell a fib is to add true details around the fib. Am I telling, am I revealing more about myself than I ought to?
I mean, what are you, an expert liar? Here, lie to me. Lie to me.
So I was sitting here doing iPad today with Sarah Lane, and we were running a little long,
yeah.
And so I decided to inflate my ball and take off for the moon.
Oh.
And Sarah was a little upset; she wasn't feeling that well that day.
I wasn't.
So I had to come back, but I had a nice trip to the moon.
Huh?
See, I interwove,
and then I go, Leo went to the moon earlier.
Right.
No, he did. He told
right.
me. No,
because I interwove facts.
Right.
The other stuff checked out anyway.
Okay. Well, now I know. I got to listen to you more
carefully. Cat stands of the week. This is not going to be a feature.
Why not? Cat stands of the week. It's right there in the rundown, Leo.
Cat stands of the week. Another
first
cat.
First cat, Flossie from the UK, sent in by Flossie's human, Lee Peterson. Flossie, you look well fed.
Can we not make this a feature?
Listen, it's not
I
my
I get it.
It's not
you
my
can
fault
rest your iPad on a cat.
That the cat people have spoken. We are inundated, simply inundated with cat stand photos. So I've decided to feature two. Sue me. This is a show for the people, Leo. This
wait a minute,
is not
there's
about
another?
You.
When you said two?
Yes, that's true. Second cat of the week, Ash from Uniontown, PA. Thanks to Ash's human, Kate Cavalcanti. Kate and Ash love watching iPad today together.
There they are.
Or separately. As you can see, Ash is also a guitarist. He's got a Fender in the background.
What's that case? That's a nice-looking case.
It is a nice-looking case. I don't know what that is.
And a nice-looking cat.
So you can poo-poo the cat stands all you like, but as long as the people keep sending me cat stand photos, I will keep featuring them. This, as a politician, I promise you, if you elect me on November
2nd. Would you sign my iPad, Madam President?
Speaking of viewers, iPad today would be nothing without viewers like you. And, you know, Leo, a few weeks ago you had said, you know, this isn't a help and how to show per se,
but
I don't mind answering a few questions here and there. So this question came in from Jeff, and I thought it would be perfect for you. Jeff asks, I was wondering, what's safe to use in a local place like a coffee shop on their network? My Gmail uses SSL, but what about programs I like Friendly for Facebook? That's the that's the Facebook iPad app. That's really the only one.
You know what? This
Facebook
is very timely
one.
Because there is a Firefox extension that's going around. Listen to our Security Now show this week. It's
okay.
called Fire Sheep.
And Fire Sheep?
Fire Sheep. It's not for the iPad. It's for Windows or Mac, but you put it on your Firefox, and it shows everybody, whether they're using an iPad or a computer, who's on the open Wi-Fi access spot, what sites they're logged into. And if you're using Friendly, it'll show it Facebook and gives you the chance to log in as them.
Ooh.
Because the way Facebook works, and there are a lot of sites, Flickr works this way, a lot of sites work this way. The first time you log in, that's encrypted, but then it sends you a cookie, which it uses to identify you for the rest of the session. Otherwise, you'd have to log in for every page, right? So it sends you a cookie that says, oh, you're you. This is your token. And that it sends in the clear. So what FireSheep does is it grabs that token and says, hey, I'm Leo. Just logging back in for page two. And suddenly he's into my friend feed or Facebook or Flickr. He's doing my stuff. He can status update. He can look at my pictures. He can look at all that stuff. So it is not safe.
So this is something to keep in mind.
It is not safe. If you're using an open access point at this point, Gmail is safe. That's
yes.
fine. And that's one of the reasons Gmail did this HTTPS now. Anything using HTTPS for all the session, not just the login, but the entire session is safe. I presume Amazon is safe. But Friendly, no. Friendly would
friendly,
not be
no.
safe.
Friendly, no. And the App Store in general? I mean, is that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. We'd have to figure out if Apple is staying in SSL or not.
It's a very good question. So, Jeff,
the Fire Sheep
it's not
does,
really good. It's not
don't
you know,
do it.
The answer that you want, I'm sure, but now you know.
And
be careful.
Because this has gotten so much attention this week, this Fire Sheep, I expect we'll see coffee shops. All they have to do is turn on WPA. They can make it a public password. Starbucks can say, our password's Starbucks in all our shops.
Right.
And that would prevent this.
You know, a lot of coffee shops, at least around my neighborhood, it's locked down and you go up and you order something because they want you to order something.
And then they give you the password.
And they give you a little something on a piece of paper and they change every day. It's not that hard.
They don't even have to change it every day because the key to this is that they use WPA. So if they use WPA or if you have to enter a password, you're probably okay. But you should really remember that when you're using your iPad in open access spots, just like using a computer in open access spot, you are very vulnerable.
Jeff, heed our warning. Not safe. Gmail, you're still okay. Stick to the email.
Yeah, Gmail's okay.
So this, we've got a first this week, Leo.
Yeah.
It's a first viewer video question and viewer video answer without knowing that the other existed.
The worlds collide.
We got a question, and before I could even research the answer, I got a viewer video answer to the question. It's crazy. So the first one is a question from Suhaib, who is studying at university in Iraq. He didn't tell me which one, but here's his question.
Hello, Sarah and Leo. My name is Suhaib. I'm from Iraq. I'm currently studying at the university. Now, as you can see, this is my iPad. I'm using my iPad for reading university books. So I want to replace my paper notes with an iPad application so I can get rid of all my copy books. Please help me with that. I really like your show. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't it great? We've got viewers all over the world.
All over the world. Yeah, I mean, that's a first.
I love that.
In fact, I think it's the first from the Middle East in general, at least video-wise. So thank you.
Wow.
So fun.
Wow.
And then, I want to know what university you go to.
And then we have an answer.
We have an answer. DJ281 answered Suhaib's question without me having to do a single thing.
Let me go full screen on this one, too, since...
He sent his video via Quick. That's another good,
good way to send it to us.
Hey, Sarah. I love the show, but when I noticed during the education, you guys didn't cover one of my favorite apps. It's called CourseSmart, and what it does is it helps me and many college students be able to have a textbook in their hands. Now, here's the website. It's called CourseSmart.com. With this, you're saving money because it's half the time, half the money. All you have to do is you just buy it online, and it's like a bookshelf, kind of like an iBooks. And there's a way that you can just access it anywhere. Let me just click on one of these test ones to show you. But you just click on it, a book, and you get all these books. If it's available, you know, you just pay for it right here. It's half the price. You can do it online. And some of them you can do even on a PDF type thing and download it. But it works the best because you can have the iPad. It's like a bookshelf, and you just
can just
put it on there. But it's a really good app, and I wanted to show it to y'all. Definitely check it out.
Thanks,
it's a little
DJ.
Disappointing because the iBook store have not yet made those textbook deals. Even Amazon doesn't have a lot of textbooks online, So it would be really nice if there were a way to get all of the
textbooks. It's been a while since I was in college, but... books are expensive. Books cost too much. So, I mean,
I haven't
obviously looked at all of the deals that CourseSmart has, but DJ says half off for some of this stuff. I mean, $100 a book, if it's $50, it's going to save you a lot of money.
Not to mention, you don't have to carry around 100 pounds in your backpack.
Exactly.
With you.
So Suhaib was kind of looking for, if I understood his question correctly, he wanted to get rid of his books. He wanted to get rid of his folders. And as far as note-taking goes, that's kind of a different category. But as far as textbooks and books that you have to buy for courses, I mean, it's required, then everything can be on your iPad and you don't have to lug around all that stuff.
It's CourseSmart, CourseSmart.com.
Exactly. So thanks to Suhaib and DJ for sending in questions and answers, viewer to viewer.
Yay.
V to V.
V to V.
And you can even
go on the site on the iPad, and I guess you could probably download it. If they offer an immediate download PDF, you could download it and read it in Goodreader or iAnnotate. That would probably be the thing to buy if you're gonna get a PDF book from CourseSmart. We've talked about this application before. It's a little expensive. I think it's $20. iAnnotate PDF, but it allows you to open up those PDF textbooks and annotate them. And that's one thing that's missing, I think, from an electronic version of a textbook. Is the ability to do things like, say, highlight, you know, a paragraph that you really want to know. So iAnnotate would be a really good choice for reading those textbooks in there.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, viewers. Of course, we want to hear from you. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. We can't answer everybody. We can't feature everybody. But I promise that somebody is reading every email. Promise. It's
not,
true.
Not us.
Well, it's me, actually.
Oh, actually you. Good.
It actually is me.
Good.
It's just not you.
I know.
Sometimes I send the stuff that...
She'll CC
that,
me.
Yeah. If Leo doesn't read it, I make sure that he reads the good stuff. You can, of course, leave us a voicemail. The number is 757-504-IPAD. That's how you spell iPad.
Really?
Yeah. Or 757-504-4723 if you're just into numeric stuff. And you can send us a video for extra points. DJ sent us one via Quick. I've never suggested that before. Quick or YouTube or MobileMe or
Quick. The sound wasn't great on Quick, I have to say. It was a little fuzzy.
The whole thing was a little
because it's really designed for streaming, so it compresses it heavily. He's probably using an iPhone to do it. Yeah,
we'll take it.
iPad Today, brought to you today by Gazelle. I think this is the first time we've had Gazelle on iPad Today, but I've told you about Gazelle before. If you have gadgets lying around the house, and I think anybody who watches this show probably does, that you don't need any longer, Gazelle is a great solution. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. GAZELLE.com. If you go there right now, you'll see it's very cool. You can enter in the name of the object that you wish to relieve yourself of. Let's say you had an iPad. I mean, I don't think anybody ever want to sell their iPad, but let's say you did. And you'll see it immediately gives you a choice of the different iPads that are available. Let's say I have a 64 gig with 3G. It asks you some questions. Is it power on? Is it free of water damage? Rate the condition. Do you have all of the accessories that came with it, the manuals, the cables? And then it tells you how much they're going to pay for you. Hey, pretty good, $426. So let's say you wanted to upgrade when the new iPads come out or the new iPhones come out. Now, here's what happens. This is what they say they're going to pay you. Then they send you a postpaid box. You load it up with all your gadgets, anything you've got in the house. They get them back. They remove all your personal data from it, which I really like. They assess it, make sure it's in the condition you said. And if it is, they will send you a check for that amount. Pretty cool, huh?
Totally.
If it's nothing they can sell, and you know what? A lot of really old gadgets aren't any good anymore. They do the recycling for you. They delete your data, and then they recycle, making sure none of it ends up in the landfill. They take care of all the heavy metals, the weird chemicals, the polyvinyl chloride, so that it is properly disposed of. They have green recycling. It's all in the U.S., all EPA certified. So it's a great way to recycle. And I'm going to tell you one more great thing about Gazelle. If you're trying to raise money, instead of a cake sale, have a gadget sale, a gadget drive for your school or your team. You could set up a page right on Gazelle with your team's name, personalized gadget drive webpage. You tell your families, your supporters where to go on the web. They send the gadgets in. You get the check. It's easier than a bake sale, less expensive than a fundraising event. And a great way to make money for your nonprofit. Gazelle, it's just a great, I just love Gazelle, a great service. Everyone needs to know about it. GAZELLE. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. They've got gadgets. They buy gadgets in 20 different product categories, over 200,000 unique items. They will send you cash or recycle. And you can even get, I think, Amazon cards or iTunes cards. You don't have to just take cash, and they'll give you more value if you do that. It really is a great solution. Our show code for Gazelle is iPad. So here's the deal. Go about your business on Gazelle. You know, add up all the things, get all the amount of money. And then as you're checking out, just type in that bonus iPad, and you'll get 5% more for your used gadgets. How do you like that?
I like
just,
it.
Just iPad. It is a great way to upgrade to the next great thing, to get rid of your old gadgets. All of us have this stuff lying around. iPad is the bonus code. Go to GAZELLE.com. Don't just sell it.
Gazelle it.
Yay! Thank you, Gazelle, for your support. Oh, women, I got to put my app cap on.
Yeah, Leo, come on. Get with it. It's app cap time.
Istanbul was Constantinople. Yes, Istanbul was Constantinople. We've decided that the fez is the official hat of all of Twit. You know why?
Because they're fezes. Why not?
Why not? Well, also because the fez is one of the few hats with no brim or bill.
Perfect.
So it's good for lighting. You see, you can see my eyes.
It's also good to remind myself when I need to get my bangs trimmed.
They're pushing those bangs right into your eyes.
They're in my eyes.
It looks like a sheepdog.
I'm in the dark. I love the fez. This particular fez is for someone with a much smaller brain than me. My brain is large, and so is my head. So this is a tight fit.
You want a bigger?
No, it's fine.
I gave you the littlest one I had.
Well,
I just thought you're so tiny. You're such a treacherous little ball of steel.
I have a very big bird brain, Leo. A big bird brain.
We have many fezzes.
All right, fine. Let's fez it up in here.
Our fezzes are from fezorama.com, and you can order Twit fezzes directly from them, by the way.
Isn't that great? Yeah, so for a few of you.
Does that fit better?
Yes, it does.
Oh, look at
Thank
that.
You. Ooh, it fits like a glove.
Isn't it nice? And they're quilted inside.
This is
you know,
you know when you've got a pair of tight jeans and you go, no, it's fine. But then you go a size up and you're like, yeah, this is the size I should really be wearing.
So you could eat lunch now. You wouldn't have to unbuckle your fez.
I wouldn't have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to give my head a break.
Do you want to start or shall I?
I'll start. This app, this next app, is maybe one of the weirdest apps that I've come across.
I love it.
Not weird because it doesn't make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Just weird for me because I happen to have very good eyesight. We've talked a little bit about...
Do you?
Yes.
You don't wear contacts or glasses?
I don't wear a thing.
Really?
The only eye problems I have, in fact, because I'm pretty good far. I think if I had to be anything, I'd be farsighted. Is that when I'm at a computer all day looking at stuff up close and I go to drive home at night, it's like, now I'm having a problem because, you know, it's like I'm screwing with my good eyesight just because of my trade.
All that time spending on the screen is probably isn't good for it.
On the screen, because I'm looking at something where normally I should just...
I wonder if a Kindle is better for your eyes than an iPad when you're reading.
All Kindle users say yes.
I think it's easier on the eyes. I don't know if it's better. We should ask an eye doctor.
Yeah.
Eye doctors, if you're listening to the show... What do you think? Is a reflective display like the Kindle, a non-backlit display like the Kindle, better than a backlit display like the iPad for your eyes? I mean, in long term, it's personal decision whether it's easier to read or not. I don't mind reading on my iPad.
Because the long-term effects are really the important ones, because if you're doing damage over 30 years, you want to know ahead of time. Also for eye doctors, you might like to know about a little app. The App Store, I troll the App Store for fun. This is
what
I do.
My eye doctor uses this. Wait a minute. Is this an eye chart?
Yes.
He uses this.
He does?
Yes.
iChart Pro,
He's
everybody.
Such a geek.
In fact, let's go this way so it looks like an actual eye chart.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I can read it. Let me just put my hand
now
over one eye.
You need to be 10 feet away or less.
Okay.
I don't think you're 10 feet away.
FPTOZLPEDPECFDEDBA. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the monitor. That's not good.
That's not good.
It's blowing it up.
You have to look at the actual
I can even read the bottom one.
And now let me change it because
I have memorized it.
So here's what you do.
Wow,
now
read
it.
That's cool. Flood, Zla, Fip, Lutad, Edfidzip, Fellopudzip, Defpatek, Lepodeftigs.
Okay, I think you've got pretty good eyesight because you got all
got
of those
all?
Right.
That's good.
Here's what you do.
That's all. Now, is it free? It better be free.
It is free.
Yeah, because there's really not much going on there.
Doc Company, that's dokcompany.com. There's not a lot going on here. By the way, they also will give you an e-chart. It's like another test to let people know, you know, if they've...
This is pretty cool.
EME, yeah. So what iChart Pro does is, it's an eye chart. We're all used to these. When you go to the eye doctor, or the DMV, or this or that, what this is good for, and iChart Pro is quick to say, listen, we're not trying to, you know, don't self-diagnose yourself with good or bad eyesight. You need to go to the eye doctor, and this should not be in place of that. But what happens is that at eye doctors, some eye
what
doctors...
What happens at eye doctors?
They've got charts up, and they've had up for years, and people memorize.
They want to be right. You need new ones.
Our instincts, we want to impress the eye doctor, and we want to be right. And even if you're not doing it on purpose, you tend to memorize the lines. So this is a good way for the eye doctor. Let's just say
on a regular basis.
They've got a sense that maybe I can't really read that eye chart as well as I...
I'm
kind of lying about it. And they go, all right, well, let's just... Here's our secondary eye chart. Just to be safe, I'll go ahead and fire up the iPad, and then they can tell if maybe my eyesight is not as good as I would like them to believe. So, iChart Pro, it's free. It's good for professionals, and even for people who aren't. Listen, don't self-diagnose yourself. But if you've kind of got, you know, like me, I was complaining about, you know, when a computer's up too close to my eyes, I get a little bit weird. Put the iPad app away, you know, 10 feet or so. See how many lines I can read. If I'm starting to feel like things are going a little haywire, maybe it's time to make an appointment. There you have it.
And you'll be glad you have good eyesight when you look at my app cap. This is something probably a lot of you already know about, but if you don't, get ready. Half Brick brings you Fruit Ninja HD.
Oh, God.
This is perhaps the most fun game yet.
You say that about every game.
Now, I have to say, Fruit Ninja is available on the iPhone, and I first learned about it on the iPhone, played a lot on the iPhone. 99 cents on the iPhone. It is $5 on the iPad, but it is well worth it. Let me give you a little demonstration.
Okay.
I'm not really good. I'm going to play this single player.
Because right now it looks like a fruit nightmare to me.
Oh, you know, I got to turn up the sound too, so you can hear it.
It's you.
We'll play classic
mode. Our ninja looks sort of old.
So you're learning to swipe. Now watch. Block. Now fruit's going to come up, and you slice it.
Oh, this is fun.
Now what's fun? Can you hear this?
I can't hear it.
I don't know if oh, I turned off the sound. Wait.
Have you paused the sound?
I got it turned off.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll start over again. I didn't do very well because I was busy turning up the sound. Let's retry
that. Your ninja
that.
Died
now,
of old age.
Because the best part about this is the very satisfying squish that fruit makes.
Oh, this is good.
And you can use multiple fingers. It's just like Kill Bill. Watch. Boom. I got a kiwi and a lemon on that one.
Whoa.
Now, here's two fruits.
So they start coming faster.
Or you can use two fingers like that. They come faster, and you can't do the bomb. Watch out for the bomb. If you do that, you're dead.
Oh, yeah. So you have to be paying attention. You can't just blindly slice. You have to actually be a ninja.
Yeah.
Like Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Brian Wilson's a ninja?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the baseball player, not the Beach Boy.
No, that Beach Boy is just a singer.
Isn't this satisfying?
Yes. This I like.
You can use as many... Oh, watch that bomb.
You missed that mango,
too.
You
can use as many as five fingers on Fruit Ninja.
Oh, that's so fun.
If you're really good. And they give you extra points for the multiple... Oh, I got two down. Combos, see?
That was a ninja move right there.
Yeah. So this game gets much... Oh, I lost. It gets harder and harder and harder. It is a lot of fun. It supports Apple's new Game Center. Not on the iPad yet, but it does on the iPhone.
I like the Sensei's fruit fact. That limes were fed to British sailors to prevent scurvy.
Yeah, isn't that
so
fun?
So you learn a little something while you're a ninja with the fruit.
Yeah.
This is a way cooler game than I thought it was.
Yeah. Oh, no. When they first told me about Fruit Ninja, I mocked them. But in fact, Fruit Ninja is a fantastic game. Highly recommended. $4.99. iPad. It makes me... I have an urge for some fruit salad right now. I don't know why.
The only thing I wish it had was I wish I could smell the limes mm-hmm. after I sliced mm-hmm. them.
You play this enough, you can actually start smelling the limes.
Yeah.
This cures scurvy, this game. This is the first.
Fruit Ninja.
Can I throw in a bonus?
Of course.
The folks who gave us the Alu stand, we showed you that aluminum stand for the iPad
which
so
was
cool.
Nice. It was real sturdy.
It's called Just Mobile. They make an Alu pen as well. And let me just show you. This is kind of cool. Now, we mentioned before that you can use a sausage or a cheese stick or a rolled up piece of tin foil to do your iPad. But really, in the long run, they don't make good long-term solutions because, to be honest with you, you're going to end up eating that sausage or that cheese stick and you're going to lose your aluminum foil. But you may never lose your Alu pen. Now, unlike some of the other pen solutions that have little fuzzy capacitance balls at the end, this is just a little rubber tip ball with an aluminum pen. But it actually works. It works really, really well. So it's in fact, let me play Fruit Ninja with this. I bet this would be really great for Fruit Ninja.
Ooh, yeah, because it's your ninja sword.
It's a little thick and big, you can see.
but
you like it that way, though, don't you?
Yeah.
It's game over. Let's start over again here. All right. Fruit Ninja. So you can see there's a... This is actually going to be great. This is like a samurai sword for Fruit Ninja. So Alu pen, I just thought I'd mention
this.
It's
so much better
than
trying to make a cheese stick a ninja sword. That's
well, the next
silly.
Time you want the president to sign your iPad, give him a pen.
Right.
And I think it'll work a lot better. You know, you can, I'll just erase here and start over. Let's do a new one. Don't save.
It was terrible.
Oh, I gotta choose a pen here. Choose a pen. This is a great application called Sketchbook.
We should do art apps maybe next week. We get a good amount of...
Oh, you know, there are a lot of good choices for art apps. I wouldn't mind doing art apps.
Let's do art apps next week.
Yeah.
You guys, everyone who's watching or watching later, send us your
Send us your tips.
Some of us, you've already... I've saved a lot of your art tips so far. We just haven't gotten to that yet, so let's do that next week. Alu pen, how much is it again?
Don't know. I have no idea.
Oh. Well, it's worth
probably,
it.
Probably too much. You know, I'll look it up for you and I'll let you know.
Alu pen.
Alupen from Just Mobile. $20. $19.95.
How did you beat me? God, I was really on a roll here.
I have a computer. You have an iPad.
I'm using my computer.
By the way, this is actually some pretty stiff competition for the iPad. The new MacBook Air.
It's like an iPad with a keyboard.
Yeah, I think that there are people who perhaps, I mean, I love my iPad, and for some things, you know, you don't want a keyboard, you want simple. It's a little, still a little bit lighter and thinner, and much better battery life, about twice the battery life of the MacBook
Air.
Especially
for games like Fruit Ninja, you want the iPad.
But if you want to create content, you want to write, this is a really nice, and it's not much bigger than an iPad, as you can see. It's just a little bit bigger.
And it's about the same weight.
Yeah, twice as expensive, though.
Yeah, so there depends on what you want to do. For me, the 11-inch seems a little too toy-like. I like the 13.
I like the 11.
But the battery life on the 13 is better.
7 hours compared
to
the
good stuff.
5 hours. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. We've been out of time early for the last hour, but thank you for joining us.
Longest show ever.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane.
And that's it for
iPad Today.
Ow! Ow!